Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Right Reality Podcast. My name is Steven.
And my name is Mixie. We are here for what we feel like is your guys' favorite episode of the season. It is Smasher Pass! Hooray! Featuring rats.
There will be rats. We will say, if you've been listening to the last couple episodes, rats have taken over the podcast. Rats will factor into Smasher Pass for what the world is calling the first ever rat quotient Smasher Pass for the challenge.
I love it. Just to get into it, so you guys are aware of the rules, if this is your first time, hello, welcome to Smasher Pass. We have a great time here. What we do is we decide if we will be smashing or passing the contestants of this season of All-Stars. I almost said All-Star Shore. The you Challenge did. All-Star Season 4. We will only, and this is important, only be rating them a smash or a pass based off of the photo that was given to us by, is it MTV?
It's MTV / Paramount / whomever is the photographer of this season. It looks like it's Andy Reeves, it says, if I'm looking at the photo credits. So Andy Reeves, yes.
We're going to talk about Andy here in a second, but just to finish up the rules here, we will only be smashing or passing based off of the image that is given to us by MTV. There is no outside information of the person that will be affecting our smashing or passing. Yes. And as we stated earlier, we will be adding a rat king for me and a rat queen for Steven. We will be picking the person in the cast that we would be comfortable with, what, 10 rats? 8 rats?
10 rats. Whatever your rat is, we'll pick our king and queen rats, and then we will probably give a number of how many rats would be available.
I like that.
That we would go with. So that is the goal. The king, queen of rats will be announced at the end, so you have to stay tuned all the way through that. Also, if this is your first time, we recommend for Smasher Pass, you head over to YouTube, because you get the photo that we're looking at and you can like look in and like diagnose, if you will, exactly what we're talking about. And you don't have to be like, I don't specifically know what they're talking about. So, you know, before the episode goes out on Wednesday, I believe is the first episode, you have a couple days to head over to YouTube and watch this glorious, glorious video that we're putting together for you. Also, shout out, we are at 500 subs now on the YouTube.
We did. Thank you.
We look forward to making $2 an episode off YouTube at best.
Fuck yeah.
At best. You know what I mean? So, hey, it's $2.
We're all in it for the money, so I'm glad that we're finally making something.
This has been the goal all along. Just make $2 off the podcast. So,
I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mixie, we got to talk about Andy Reeves. And
we do.
We have discussed ad nauseum, some people would say, how the number one has influenced the challenge. It's never been debatable. And this season of photos is so clear evidence of that based off our Smasher Pass for Battle for a New Champion. And
USA, probably. That one was shit,
all
too.
Like the past 8 of them, right? And
so
they've clearly listened. They clearly said, let's just take normal photos. Let's not, you know, filter the shit out of these and throw all these type of exposure and whatever these are just normal photos mixed. And I remember looking at this list when it was sent to us, because we're on the list now, that they sent out. And I go, the number one's getting things done for the people.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I still have some personal issues with it, but at least I can see their whole faces and most of their bodies, and it looks semi-real. So, you know, I'm going to take my, what's the opposite of lumps? I'm going to take my smooths. With happiness, because it's pretty good. It's decently good. I'd give these photos 8.1 out of 10. Did you not like that? I'd give my smoothies.
The opposite of love, so you said smooth, and then you went to smoothies.
I don't know. You guys make shit up and all the time and then tell me I don't know what's going on. So you make up lumps, I make up smoothies. I'm taking my smoothies.
And then you said, I'm going to put in my smoothie. I thought you'd been like, you know, like a fat burner, protein powder, and you're like, happiness. what a way to start Smasher Pass. What a way
Smasher
to start
Pass.
Smasher Pass.
We're taking our smoothies. Let's go.
We're taking our smooths. You know, no lumps, just smooths here at the number one.
No lumps, just smooths.
2024, out on lumps, in on smooths, as far as I'm concerned.
Big smooths,
and I think
people.
That came from Anna Wintour. You know what I mean? Like, she's a fan
so.
Of the number one.
Yeah.
Fan of the number one, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yes, the biggest change is that these... We could see upper torsos. And if you know anything about the start of this podcast, Mr. Pop That Shirt Off, Justin loves an upper torso. Loves an upper torso.
Yes,
I see him tomorrow evening. I will mention to him that we finally got things done for him so he can see people's upper torsos again. It's just what a whirlwind that we've been on. So
yeah, give him his smoothie.
We'll give him his smooths. Yes. I'll give him a smoothie. With protein powder, and then I'll also give him his smooths. You know?
Put happiness in it.
Oh, just one scoop or two scoops of happiness?
I'll
How
let
many
you
scoops?
Pick. I'll let you pick. I can't tell you how to be happy, you know?
Okay. Yeah, just take your that's very true. All right, boys and girls, let's start. Head over to YouTube right now. You're going to see the photos. And we start with Ace. Ace is here. This is his fifth challenge. I think the information they're giving us is he's done five challenges, mm-hmm. so that might be off one. And he was last at All-Stars once, which I think he was like first out or something like that, if memory serves me correct. Mixie, I will let you lead with Ace. And again, look at this. Upper torso, we can see basically all arms.
Yeah.
What a great photo to start out on. I have so much more information to pick from for my smashing.
Truly, you do. I mean, I'm seeing muscles. I'm seeing a nice, like, sort of imitating face. Like, you know, I'm going to be a little bit hard to beat, but I'm also kind of chill because my hat is backwards. If I'm being honest with you, as soon as I saw this photo, I thought it was like an amateur porn. Like plumber guy.
Yeah.
If he just had a wrench in his hand and a stupid little red toolbox and he was like, I heard your pipes are all broken and shit. And then I don't know.
I heard you need me to smooth your pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is the guy that would do that.
Yeah. And then do you.
I mean, I feel like I'm down to smash. I'm not like over enthusiastic about smashing.
Yeah.
But it would be nice. I feel like he would get me pregnant and never see the child that he makes with me.
100%. You know, just based off the photo alone.
Yeah.
It seems like he still thinks his ska band might make it. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I feel like he's still trying the ska band. He's definitely not like the old skater at the park who's like still trying, right? And like his wife and or girlfriend or potentially you in this situation is hanging out being like, you got that kickflip, babe. You got it. Yeah.
I'm offended that you think I would be a kickflip kind of gal. But
It's fine.
I would smash, but I would tell no one it happened.
Understood. That is a category that we do have on this podcast quite often is like secret smashing.
Secret smash here. What about you?
I'm really kind of with you. I'm like 50-50 on the smashing or the passing here.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going purely on aesthetics, like if I cover up his face and I'm looking at upper torso arms, it's a smash, right?
Totally.
Nice arms, good hairy arms. I like it.
Uh-huh.
But if I cover up the bottom and I just look at the face, it's a no. It's a pass.
Interesting. Is it because the hat makes him look like he has a receding hairline?
Does it make it look or does it cover it up?
I actually I've never seen this man outside of this photo, so I'm truly playing by the rules here.
Yes.
Because if he had no hair under there, I'd be like, that tracks.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if the hat, he was like, I'm not taking off the hat. I'm not taking off the hat.
He definitely looks like he's not taking off the hat. Yeah. That's the face that he was like, the photographer's like, take off the hat. He's like, no.
I'm not taking off the hat. I don't even know his accent is. I'm not taking off the hat. And then they just snap right there. Off. So for, you know what? I'm going to smash because I like the fact that he held to the fact that he wasn't going to remove the hat in the scenario that we've just put
out. I like it. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations. We're off. We're off and running. We're off and running. On the first go.
I love it. And we are on to Adam Larson. Mm-hmm. This man sells cars. He sells them. You give him a lemon, he'll sell that lemon.
He will.
And he'll do it with a smile on his face. And the whole time you'll be like, is he too nice? Like, are we getting into like a creepy nice thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's almost this like, guy.
Are you flirting with me or is this your job? Right. Mm-hmm. At the Hyundai dealership, you know, uh-huh. Actually at Random Car, no free promo dealership.
I actually don't think he would work at a Honda dealership. I think he would work at like a dealership that's just random ass fucking cars.
Oh,
and you would just run it. You know, like he was at like a Nissan and then he got poached and now he's just like running it at this new random place that doesn't actually have like a specific type of car.
Adam's used cars. They like put his name on it, right? They were like, he's the face of the brand, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing with him.
I have another question.
Yeah.
I've always wondered this, and this is like a glaringly obvious version of it. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can help me understand anatomy. Men sometimes have so much hair on like the front part of their arm, but then mm-hmm. like the second half has like nothing.
So the forearm, which is the word you're looking for there, not the front part. For those of you who are, for some reason, listen to the audio only version of this. Yeah. The forearm is the word you're looking for.
I cheated through anatomy, so don't have any idea.
Are you asking why that happens?
Why is there not a consistency in hair across the entire arm?
I'm just going to go on a limb and say genetics, science and shit.
But it's like a typical thing I see.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think it's a personal choice.
Oh, I don't think they're shaving it. I just didn't know if it was like rubbing of a t-shirt or like...
Oh, no, that wouldn't cause that
when
to
you're
happen.
A child, you have a bunch of hair there and then it like falls out like your first baby teeth and then all of a sudden it never comes back.
How do you think hair works?
I don't think.
Off to a great start.
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking if there's like...
I'm in the moment realizing why people love this episode from us.
Like, you know, women shed their uterine lining. Do men shed their top arm hair? They hit like 12 and they lose it.
Sure. If that helps you. Yeah. We're all equal. Equal. You know?
Yeah.
Quality. Mm-hmm. Allies.
Yes. Love that.
Allies. Yes. Here's the thing about Adam. Adam's been gone for a hot minute. He first appeared on Road Rules the Quest like
throwback.
80 years ago or something like that. Damn. He is technically a champion because he won the Gauntlet, which is by far my favorite season to say out loud. The Gauntlet. Try it.
I like Spies, Lies, and Allies.
No, just try the Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty close.
Thanks.
And then he also did Battle of the Seasons and The Gauntlet. Two. There you go. Nailed it.
Are we country all of a sudden?
I don't know. It's the way my friend said it when we watched that season.
The Gauntlet 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, I like it. Why haven't we had the challenge? Electric Boogaloos.
And that should be a season. Oh,
God.
And it's like, just all dancing.
It's all dancing. It's like very Tron themed. I like it a lot. All right. Let's get back to Adam.
Sorry.
Adam has what I would describe as, and we've said it before, very kind eyes. He has kind eyes. The smile is so inviting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And his chest is puffed out enough to where I know like he's not too built where he would hurt me. Also seems soft and approachable. And I love his hair. His hair is very nice. It's almost like my hair, almost in a way.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's giving me any pause in the smashing is the sheer amount of hair on the front arm, as you called it.
We're back to that. It is a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And you're right. I can see why this would be the photo that you would bring it up. There's not like a good transition, if you will.
There is no transition.
Yeah.
It is. It's very blunt, in my opinion. But here's the other thing that's confusing. If I see that much front arm hair,
yes,
I would think that we're packing chest hair in tight, right?
Right, right.
But the way that this shirt is cut, it would be exposed.
Yeah. I can see he probably shaved 3 seconds before this photo and it already grew back. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's a very hairy man, and that would like initially give me pause. But again, I come back to the very kind smile, the dimples, and it's just, it's a smash for me.
Okay, I'm smashing for the discount at the car dealership.
Obviously, that's a real smart move. That's a real smart move.
I wouldn't tell anybody I smash.
Got it. Understood.
I feel like he would call a bunch after and be like, let's go out to lunch. And then you'd go out to lunch because you feel bad. And then he'd tell you like how he thought about your future together and stuff. And you're like, bro, I just needed some dick. That's this guy. Anyways, let's move on. Oh, are you okay? This is the only one that we discussed prior. When we got the list, as Steven said, he was very excited about this. And I see why.
Good God of mercy.
Yeah.
Avery. Avery. Avery, Avery, Avery. And if you are a... I'm looking off at the distance, trying to find words. If you are a male, and in most cases, a lot of females. Avery has been top 3 challenge hotties, I think, of all time. And she hasn't been here for a while because she's just been crushing at being hot and working at Hooters and being in Hooters calendars basically since they started. I think the last thing she was in was Rivals 3, so 2016.
And, oh, wow. It's been a while. Yeah.
And this, I don't even feel like I need to describe why it's a smash.
Oh, I don't either, to be honest with you.
I think it's a 30-minute podcast about why this would be a smash, just looking at the photo. Sometimes you don't need to say why you would smash somebody. People just go like, oh, yeah, it's a smash. And everything about this photo screams top smash of all time, potentially.
We're giving a potential rat queen here.
We have to wait to the end.
I can see it in your eyes, though. You're seeing rats. Listen, I like her widow's
peak.
What's gonna
beat this, though, honestly, Pixie? For me, at least.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I really don't know what's coming up, so I have no clue.
Nothing's beating this.
I love the little peak of midriff in this. Oh, she's like, I'm hot, and I'm going to shove it down your throat with that.
Killer. It is a thing.
Hair, beautiful. Eyes, piercing. Smile, adorable. She is one of like the elite where you can like go cute or hot. And I believe we've talked about this in the past. It's very hard to be able to do both. And I think she can do both. As you said, I could analyze this. The only thing I'm upset about, Andy, is we cropped a little too early here.
For
a
booty?
Little bit of booty would have been a top tier. I feel like Steven would have printed it out at that point, but
would have. You're acting like it's not already like right here in front of me. Come on. How dare you?
It's an obvious smash for me as well. I mean, there's no words really needed.
I'm going
to
tell
explain.
You why there is no booty in this photo is because it would honestly break the internet. They realize that we have to try to do smash or pass with other people.
Yeah.
And if they gave us booty, it would just be unfair for everyone else. And honestly, the photo would probably get banned for just, you know, the amount of people looking at the photo. She is just such a hottie. It's unbelievable how hot she is.
Now that we've already smashed and we know this is a smash, I'm so curious. Is she single?
I don't know. I haven't been able to follow her on Instagram because it's just, she's too hot.
It's too much.
It's too hot. It's too much hotness.
I'm curious.
I'm gonna assume she's one of those girls who is never really single.
But never really in a relationship either.
No, like the window never fully opens and closes. It's like the episode of How I Met Your Mother where like the window kind of opens and like everybody's jumping in the window to try to get there. I don't know what her status is, but Jesus
I would love
Christ.
A showmance with her is what I was getting at. A nice little showmance with this one would be super fun. Although so far I've not found a male that I feel is to her caliber.
And I don't think we get that a lot on All Stars because most of the people are older and they're spoken for. I know we have one coming up in this season, but Jesus Christ, I need to scroll before we have an
Let's
issue
scroll.
Here.
We have Ayana McKins. Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't know how to spell say her last name, but we know it's Ayana, you know. Okay.
Ayana for sure.
Yeah, she was in the final of All Stars 2. She's done a bunch of things. Road Rules Semester at Sea, which I think is also Veronica's season, if memory serves me correct. I'll let you start here, Mix. I'll let you start.
I will start here. Her eye makeup is a slay. This is kind of where I was saying I'm not fully in love with Andy. Yeah. I wish that he had fully lit her face a bit more because we're falling into a shadow on one side. Okay. But eye makeup slay. I mean, honestly, makeup in general slay. I also do appreciate her hair in braids. Okay. I think it looks really nice on her. It really shows off her face. I'm smashing. Her lips look like very supple and that they would be like very nice to kiss.
I have to agree with you on the lip situation there.
She looks like a kind lover.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And again, I'm going from this photo alone, which is the only rules. If I was able to factor in the fact that she just blatantly stole someone's salad last time the season. Do you remember that? She just jacked someone's salad that was out and she's like, oh, I'm just eating this.
I kind of like that. That's kind of a sick move.
If you steal my food, it's a pass. If you can't steal my food.
But if it's not your food and it's someone you don't like's food.
No, it's just the...
Bill.
You can't steal food. That's just that. That's a hard rule for me. It seems like she's trying to do a cat eye on like one of them, but on the other, it didn't get completed for time or something like that. You know, there's like a little bit extra on one side versus the other side.
I think that's like weird lighting. That's kind of what I'm saying. It's weird shadows on her.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on the hair there. The lips also as well. Very symmetrical face, and I love a symmetrical face here. So I am tiptoeing into the smash because my brain is still trying to tell me she ate a salad that was not her salad to consume, but I go back to the rules.
Yes.
And the rules allow me to smash while my heart says don't because she's a salad food stealer, Steven.
Uh-huh.
So
she smash. Is.
Smash.
Okay, let's move on.
Move on. Brad, a friend of podcast, guest of podcast, is here. This was filmed before the season we just saw, Battle for a New Champion, where the beard looked far worse than what we saw versus this. This beard is giving. It's giving everything we want.
Mm-hmm.
The headband. Giving, but questionable.
Yep.
But look at his fucking traps. At his god. Okay, these are the traps. In case,
I know.
Because you called this front arm. I wasn't sure if you knew what traps were. Okay. But you're an athlete, so obviously you should.
I am.
That.
See that part. Yes.
That's a how dare me. To you. And I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
It's okay. Honestly, you should probably just explain things anyways. It's a safe bet.
The traps are trapping like I've never seen traps trap before. They are ginormous. Ginormous traps. He's doing shrugs all day, every day.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't see the traps until you said something because the vein in his arm alone.
It's huge.
Is a smash. I'm not even going to comment on the rest of it. The vein in his arm, I don't know what it is about that. And if women or men, please explain to me why we are so interested in veins in these bodies. It's so fucking like juicy. It just makes me want to smash him. I am scared about the logistics of smashing someone with a beard like that, I think we can make it work.
Well, again, if we're not thinking about anything else for the smashing for this program, which we're not supposed to, if we were able to take in any other information, he smashed somebody in one of the seasons while a pizza box was thrown on him by obvious friend of show Marie, who was a co-host at some point on the show. There was smashing going on. Marie threw a pizza box on them with pizza. They were smashing like all day, every day in the house.
Hell yeah, Brad.
And so, yeah, if you were wondering if you would and you could take another information, that's some information. But we can't.
We can't, and I don't even need it. I'm smashing.
Also, I'm trying to look. Is that a skull key necklace situation? It certainly looks like it.
It does look like it.
Now, does that add or does that take away? It's not a dangle cross, and we know how we feel about dangle cross earrings.
If it was like a, and I'm not trying to be ageist, if it was a younger man that like had some tats and maybe like a shaved head, something that was a little bit edgy, I'd be in on this. To me, that screams midlife crisis, like trying to hold on to that like bad guy, scary dude energy when he doesn't need it. It's not needed, sir. Yeah.
You don't need
it's like an insecure, like I need to just make sure everybody knows that I'm a badass by putting the skull key on. If there's a meaning behind it, then fuck me, I'm the worst. But personally, it's a downgrade.
Okay.
Again, I don't care. I'm looking at the vein.
Got it. All right, we're moving on here.
We're on to Brandon.
Brandon is back. It's been a long time. Last season he was on was Free Agents. Mm-hmm. Before that, Battle of the Season. So we're going pretty far back here.
Okay.
Five total challenges. Last one, again, Free Agents, which was 2014. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I believe.
Did you say 2018? It's 2014.
2014. If I said 2018, I apologize. I love a kind smile. It's officially been on the record for a long time. What a kind smile. This looks like what could be a potential like LinkedIn profile photo. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Just like maybe he also works at the car dealership. With that kind smile.
I'm going to have to disagree with you just based off the fact that maybe personally, this is a personal thing. His beard is like in between stages to me. It's not like a nice clean beard and it's not like a Brad beard. It's like in that weird middle awkward phase. I don't love that. I also feel like his hair is a little kind of like that he did it and then like went like this and then took the photo. You know what I mean? It's got a little bit of like crazy in it. But that being said, I do love his necklaces. I really like those. Those are really cool. And I like the little tats, like the little line tats like that are very detailed and small.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. So currently I'm split. You are right. He has very kind eyes and a kind smile. I think I'm going to smash. I can't believe it. We're smashing everyone right now.
I think we have.
We have,
which is strange. We're early days yet. We're early days.
I'm smashing.
I am optimistic about my smash with him.
Okay.
Now on second look of the hair situation, the hair and the facial hair, it's a weird that like the top portion, the actual hair, is almost matching the bottom portion in terms of the poofiness. And I think that was a choice. I'm not saying it's the right choice, but it's a choice that he has made, and I appreciate him making a choice. And because he made a choice, I'm going to say it's a smash. Again, the kind eyes and the smile will do it for me almost every single time. Speaking about a non-kind smile, we are at Car Maria, her actual return to the show,
which the real
was
one.
Ruined for some reason by them not having this season before the other one, which honestly, I don't know how they're editing around that to be like, oh, I'm back. Are they just not going to have her say any of that type of stuff?
I feel like they will, and they would have referred to it being like she's actually back to compete in a season. The other one, she was just there for an episode, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Hot. So incredibly hot. Just ridiculously hot. Smash. I don't even... Pirates of the Caribbean, fucking come down and find my buried treasure. I'm in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow, my ass. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need one of those little, what are they called? With fucking.
Keep going. You got it. You'll get there.
Telescope?
Watch your hand move. Watch your hand movement. Telescope. Very good.
Getting eye fucked by the telescope. She doesn't need that to find my treasure.
No. I would bring her my treasure and be like, you don't need to search.
X marks the spot.
Hey! Hey! Let me give you the treasure map to the booty. You know what I mean?
Oh, now we're, shit.
Oh, we got any more? We got any more?
I can't think of any now. That was just, you topped it. It's,
yeah.
But my only thing is logistically.
Tell you who
speaking,
doesn't have any scurvy.
Shit. He's still going, guys.
That was a bad one. That was a bad one, though.
The thing that confuses me a little bit logistically is this wrist. Is it like a restraint or like a bracelet? Whatever it is.
It's there if you need to restrain her. It's convenience factor. And that's got to be part of this. The convenience
that's
factor.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it like a BDSM thing?
Obviously. I mean, come on.
I'm it's in. Karma. It's hot. Oh, yeah. I'm so there. Hot. Sign me up. I mean, do we even need to talk about this more? This is a 15 out of 10.
It's definitely up there. I like that we got to see a little bit of her nails in this as well. Mm-hmm. They're very clean. They're not like anything super long colors on them, gels or anything like that. They're very nice. And she's got a nice little forearm situation on her her left forearm. Like,
dude, her hand job's got to be wild.
Let's not get too caught up in this.
Like, her hands are soft, but her arm is jacked, so she's like,
yeah,
just got to be grade A. You know what I mean?
Congratulations, Polly, honestly. Congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah. Polly. We are both smashing, and we are moving on to Derek.
Derek, my guy. Derek is joining us. He's done four of these. The last was All-Stars 2. I believe he was another early exit. Real World Cancun? He's made it to no finals, unfortunately. Cutthroat Battle of the Seasons, Rivals 2, All-Stars 2.
Mm-hmm.
This tattoo from Derek.
Yes.
Is giving me pause on the smashing. Because we discussed how I like kind eyes, kind smile. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the hair.
Mm-hmm.
100%. This tattoo is throwing me.
Does it say Bob?
I don't know what it says. This is the problem. I think it does say Bob. Now, Bob might be Derek's father who might have passed, and it's an eye who's always looking out for Derek. I don't know if I just created a story for Derek or not, but I did. And here's what I'm worried about. I'm going to be too focused on this eye looking at me. It's very distracting. And I don't think I'd be able to focus on the smashing.
Mm-hmm.
It's throwing me off in a way that tiny tattoos don't usually do, but it's an eye.
Yeah.
And it says Bob. So now I'm wondering, is he comparing me to Bob? Is Bob not his father? I don't know this information. I'm
who
only going off the photo. Who is Bob?
The whole time you're fucking, you're thinking, who's Bob?
Who's Bob? Is he comparing me and my banging to Bob right now?
Is
Bob
better than me?
Is he thinking about Bob? Is Bob bobbing better than me? Like, what the fuck, Derek?
Yeah, it does kind of, now that you've brought it up, it is kind of like it's in your face, like Bob was better than you, and you need to now look him in the eyes.
Yes. Yes. Bob was so good. He put it on his arm to always remember how good Bob smashed it, right?
If Derek had chosen a long sleeve shirt for this photo, I think we both would have smashed.
Both been in.
Easily. I think I'm still going to smash because he just seems very, like, sweet
Okay.
And nice. But I'd understand if that is taking you out fully.
I'm all the way out. I can't do it. It's too distracting.
I understand that.
And Bob, but you know, figure it out. You're here for Smasher Pass. You're not here for Bob. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's get that totally figured out. Next, Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Flora, holy shit. Flora has not been on a challenge in over 20 years.
When you said Flora has not, and I thought you were going to say Flora has knockers, because she does.
Obviously. We've seen the photo. Battle of the Seasons, 2002, original season, Real World Miami.
Miami, bendito.
And you're right, she's got some knockers. She's got a great set of tits. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, I mean, she does have a great set of tits. I don't know what it is about her. I feel like she would put spells, like hexes. Ooh. Does she have like witch vibes to you? Not in like a negative way. I'm not saying that she's like an ugly witch or anything. Yeah. It's just like she's giving witch vibes. Like she has like voodoo dolls.
She's giving a psychic that you go see who does your tarot card readings, you know?
Yes.
She's definitely got a like one of the, I can't think of it, the ball thing?
I don't know. You're asking the quite literally the worst person to ask these questions that thing. Ball? I know what you're talking about. Where they like see into the future and shit.
Yeah. She's got one of those, right?
I could see that. Tarot card readings.
I bet you she's got a great collection of crystals too.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
But
right?
Here's the thing about those people. Wild in bed.
They fuck. Oh, yeah.
So honestly, smash.
Smash.
Crazy smash.
Yeah. She's going to be game for multiple rounds. She's going to be like, you ready? And it's like, whoa. Let me get a Gatorade real quick. Come on. I got to refill some electrolytes
real quick. I'm a person.
Yeah. Don't treat me like a piece of meat, Flora. How dare you? What do your tarot cards say about that? No?
So I'm smashing Flora. You're smashing Flora?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be like, let me do a palm reading. And then she's going to grab your hand and put it somewhere. And whoa, Flora, let's go.
Honestly, keeping up with the tarot card reading.
Oh, yeah. These two probably have the same business together.
Yes. I do think they are business partners. Janelle.
Yes. Janelle.
A bad bitch.
Yeah. We saw her in All Stars 2, where some people feel like the championship was stolen from her. No comment on that, but
that has nothing to do with the Smasher Pass game we're playing.
That's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
I was just recently talking about nails and how I'd like the clean nail. She's got these delicate pink nails.
I wouldn't say they're delicate. They're pretty fucking bright pink. They're like a baby pink, but they're like bright.
Okay. I see. Again, here comes the issue with the lighting. I don't know if the real color is the pinky. Uh-huh. Or the real color is the other three fingers, which are darker based off, you know, where they're being positioned.
Yeah.
But
that's a bad bitch. That eye, the way she's looking at that camera, she's like, I'm going to fucking suck your dick and then I'm literally going to eat it after.
Oh, I don't want that.
But you kind of do a little.
Just a little bit.
You're real scared, but like you're still horny, you know? Smash.
It's a smash. The only thing that is giving me concern is, does the necklace say mom? Like, does the necklace say mom? Like, is she making you choke her and call her mommy at the same time? Like,
hot.
But if it just says mom, we're getting into a situation like Bob. We're getting a little bit of a delicate situation with Bob. And now I'm like,
just put your hand over it.
Yeah. You know? Just cover it.
Yeah. Just.
Just right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're fine.
And the
fine.
Hair? Oh yeah, there would be so much hair going around, moving all
there'd be
all
pulling
grooving.
Hair. Also, that color lip on her looks so good.
Huh.
It looks so good. We're smashing. I cannot believe I've yet to pass on somebody.
Sorry, I just stared into her eyes for a little bit, imagining what that would be like. And book report, it would be fantastic. It would be fantastic.
It would be. All right.
We're on to Jasmine. Jasmine has done 6 seasons of The Challenge. Last was All Stars 2. You might remember her originally from Real World Cancun. She is a very recognizable face when it comes to the history of The Challenge. No wins, no finals, Rivals, Battle of the Exes, Battle of the Seasons, Rivals 2, Free Agents, and All Stars 2. Quite the list of people.
Well, that would make sense because she looks tired.
That's from a woman. That is not from me. I know I'm just not like allowed to say that as a man. Like- because that is, I've been told, one of the worst things you can say to a woman is, you look tired.
Let me clarify. Nothing about like her skin, honestly, is glowing. She looks great on that aspect. I'm saying her eyes look like she's run through 6 seasons of The Challenge and never made a final, you know?
And I believe she's a newish mom.
Then that would make sense, too. She just looks a little exhausted.
It looks like maybe she was the first one out and they're like, oh, fuck, we didn't take your photo yet. And she's like, I just got the shit kicked out of me. Let's just do this real quick. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Now you've made me feel bad, so I will smash.
Well, you said what I wanted to say. Not that I would say that, because, again, ally.
Yes, yes. But she just looks tired.
She looks tired. She said it. I didn't say she looked tired.
She looks like she would make you get on top. And she would just kind of be there.
Yeah, pillow princess. Know? Yeah, definitely giving pillow princess vibes. In this photo.
I do
feel like real world Cancun version of Jasmine would do all of the work. And you would get to be the pillow princess.
Okay. Well, then maybe this is just a bad photo.
I think it's a bad photo.
Okay, I'm gonna pass. I'm so sorry. I'm sure you are a great person, but
I thought you were about to say I'm sure you're a great fuck
and a great fuck, but yeah, like in this general image I'm just not getting that from you, but you
I'm
look,
not
you seem
getting
kind.
In this photo's not giving that you're a great fuck, and I apologize for that.
Well, because
she looks tired is what you said.
If you go to the next one, that is what giving a great fuck is.
Oh, Jay, who famously quit when the money was stolen from Sarah and Bananas that season, where Bananas took the money and ran. Jay,
how can
quit.
He quit? That's at the end of the episode.
Yeah, he quit in the final because he didn't want to keep drinking the smoothie. And his season was Battle of the Exes 2. Jay, who was at one point with one of my all-time.
Oh, Jenna. Look at me. Look at me.
Exactly. Jenna.
I did it. I can't believe I knew.
At one point was able to have sex with Jenna. Jenna was allowing Jay to have sex with her. Therefore, I have to smash Jay no matter what this photo looked like.
Yeah.
Because of that.
No.
Oh,
no.
Outside influence. God damn it.
No outside influence. However, I will say, Jenna's track record now, I'm finding out this man and Zach, girl's got good taste.
Girl's got good taste.
Just on looks alone. I know Zach was kind of a dick or whatever the fuck. Who cares?
Kind of.
Hot.
Yeah, hot. I don't think Jay looked like this the last time we saw him. Like,
I mean, this man would not take his smoothies. He looks like he would not take his smoothies. he wouldn't enjoy his smoothies.
Jane's got a couple veins that you can see there. I know that's nice.
I mean, the thought of sitting on this man's face brings me a joy that I only feel ever so often.
How do we feel about the necklace situation?
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't really like his haircut. I don't give a shit. Doesn't matter. Can't see it when I'm sitting on his fucking face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't be looking down. You know, no. You'd be just enjoying yourself.
I'd be looking at his arms.
Yeah, and you know what? Holy I think he's fuck. Done a really good job of is even if his biceps are not as big as they look in this photo, the move yeah, of pushing. Putting your... Yeah, yeah. Putting your arm up under it and just like pushing it out. It's just an A-plus photo move.
Girls he's do not, that for boobs, too.
Yeah, and he's not doing one of the sideways moves that we see a lot. He's front and center looking at you and be like, try to pass on me, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I didn't and I would that, never. I didn't drink that weird drink that was making us gag, even though Jenna downed them all because she's a fucking swallowing champion.
Now I'm understanding how she's getting these men.
Yeah. But, you know, you're not passing on me. And that's absolutely a fact. I'm not passing on Jay.
You're correct, Jay.
And we're moving on.
Again, we are giving fuck me eyes. We are giving. This is a stunning woman.
Killer Cam. Killer Cam is here.
Yes.
As part of the conglomerate known as Leroy and Cam. Leroy, who famously retired, and I said, they're going to give him some all-star money. Just wait like a year. I think I was right when they filmed this. This is Killer Cam, who is, I don't know what, how old the child was when this was filmed, but looking great. I think it was like within a year and a half of having a kid.
She looks beautiful. I would have never even guessed that she had a child. She looks incredible. Again, pillows of clouds.
Giving.
In her lips. I just.
Staring into you. Staring into your soul being like.
Come her on. Lashes look beautiful too. Her eyebrows are absolutely giving it all.
I like I the love hair. It. It's just so, it's so neat and put together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just like, again, the one arm on the hip.
Yep.
Is such a power move that not everybody can pull off. If you try it and you can't pull it off, it looks posery.
Yeah.
And it's clearly not that for Cam. Cam is a smash. We all knew this. Yeah, the absolutely. Eye is just staring into your soul. Jesus, double agents, 2021.
An
last
easy
one.
Smash. Ooh.
This is the one that I was... Yeah.
This man would break me. And
in a good
I
way.
Am into it. Let's yeah. go. I don't love the goatee. If it was a full beard, I'd be definitely more into it
okay.
than a goatee. But... It's just like the mass.
Yeah.
The mass of this person. The fact that he looks like he could give two fucks is so hot, too. Like, he just walked. Yeah. He's like, where am I standing? Okay.
Okay. Boom. Photo. See you later. He's gray. Giving, like, Dwight Schrute in The Office. They're like, smile. He goes, I don't smile. And they just take the photo, and he walks out. This was one shot. I believe that he said, I'm giving you one shot to take this photo. It's all you need. 3 and he counted himself down. He goes 3, 2, 1 take it, and then shut his mouth, looked at the camera, they took this photo, and he walked out.
Hot.
We haven't seen this man since Road Rules versus Real World in 1999. Steven's damn. First year of high school.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was four. No,
the
I was
second season
I was
of Road Rules. He was on.
5 years old.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I didn't even know what the word smash meant.
just I didn't even
5 year
know.
Old me would have been into this though, I think.
Probably. If you know anything about you.
Yeah.
You would have been into it. You'd be like,
Yeah.
Into it.
Yes.
I like seeing him. I don't know what this season is going to bring for him, but it's going to bring some smashing by me and Mixie.
Absolutely.
And you will not be in control, just for the record. Nobody's in control.
And I don't want to be.
No, you don't.
All right. Ooh. Mm. Laurel looks great. This is the best photo
treat.
I've seen of Laurel in a long ass time. She looks... Why does she look so happy? Like, this is like an alter ego, Laurel. Like,
It is. I think the end of this season broke her, you know, with what is taking place during the season. But God damn it, does she look happy?
She looks cute.
Oh, what a cutie patootie. I'm loving the necklaces. I'm loving the ring on the middle finger. The nails are hot as shit. Are you kidding me?
She looks so cute. Like, her nose is a little scrunched up. Like, I would have never, ever referred to Laurel as cute. She's, like, scary hot. But she's, like, so, like, cute and happy and just like, oh, I'm just on the challenge.
I love the hair. I love that she's not trying to mean mug us into fucking her.
Like, I'm shocked by this image.
She can do both. Get you a woman who can do both, right?
She can.
Get you a woman who can be the cute, fun girlfriend, but also the woman that will throw you on the bed and do things to you that you didn't think were humanly possible.
She looks so cute.
What an absolute cutie pants.
I am smashing, and I'm shocked. I'm not shocked that I'm smashing. She's a very good looking person. This photo is just like a jump scare in like a good way.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the power move of her necklace saying her own name in case you...
We love a name tag necklace.
In case you're like in the moment of passion and you're so into it that you have to remind yourself who you're banging. It's like,
It's giving Zaza.
It is giving Zaza.
And we love that. We love a little Zaza in our life.
Oh, what a combo. Yeah. Her and Zaza together? Oh, you wouldn't wake up because you would just be like, take me now, Lord. It's not getting better.
What a cutie pie. Way to go, Laurel. I love this photo for
Way
you.
Way to go. You know what makes me sad is she's done 7 of these and she's only won one. Like, if that you were to just tell me that, God damn it.
I mean, we don't need to get into it, but I feel like it's her social game. But anyways... Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy, who unretired, I'm putting that in air quotes, because technically if you retire, you're done. So you just took a break. Let's just say you took a break, Leroy. We all knew you were just going to take a break, and then they would throw money at you, and you'd be like, yeah, I'll come back, because you have a family now, and you'll take the money, obviously. 12 motherfucking seasons of the challenge, has made it to the Rivals final, the Battle of the X's 2 final, the Vendetta's final, the War of the Worlds 2 final, and the Double Agents final. 5 finals.
Incredible.
0 dubs, unfortunately.
That sucks.
That is wild. 5 out of 12, he made the final and no dubs in there.
Is this his season?
Honestly, he should have been on the last season. He should have been on Battle for a New Champion, but I understand what they were doing there.
Yeah.
I don't need to discuss this much. This is a smash. It's one of those things where sometimes you can't find the words. You don't know why. But
he's
this
got a
is
cute
a smash.
Little smile. Yeah. I will say this is probably the worst photo we've gotten from Mr. Andy. Mm. Please evenly light their faces, sir. Anyways, he seems really sweet and cute, but I'm honestly passing because of the image. I'm not getting anything from it.
Okay. He's not giving you anything.
It's not his fault. It's like, I don't know if it's like because he stood a certain way and then they didn't adjust the lights or what, but like, I'm just not getting anything from this image other than like, he's got a cute smile. That's about all I'm getting. But it's not like making me want to take my pants off.
The more I look at this photo, the more I'm agreeing with you.
You see what I'm saying? And I feel bad. He seems like he's cute and sweet and like has like a bubbly little personality on him. But I'm not seeing any of that because we got a fucking crazy shadow on his face. Like, is that a strip and then there's hair? Like, I can't tell where his facial hair is versus what shadow is. I don't understand what's going on.
Okay. I have now reviewed this photo for a second time. My first thought was there was something about it where I was just like, smash. And now that I was not able to point out anything specific to save me, if you're watching on YouTube, you just saw me staring at that photo for like a good 2 minutes since Mixie was explaining stuff. And now my eyes are kind of crossed, so I'm looking away again. You're right. Look at his eyes. He looks high as shit in this photo as well. He looks high as shit in this photo.
I don't know if he does because I think it's the lighting,
but still that's not helping me.
Yeah.
I want you to be present in the moment. I don't need you to be out of your mind in this moment.
I mean,
of passionate
that's kind
lovemaking.
Of a turn on for me, though.
I know,
that's
for like you. For you, obviously. We're aware of your feelings about that matter.
No.
You're right. The facial hair situation, it's supposed to be like a goatee, but it looks like it's zigzagging in this area.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm confused.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
The hair's not doing it. I don't like that there's like a clean line up here.
But
it's kind of like he's just let it. I don't know. I think he's got kind of let it go because, you know, he's dad. But I don't know that in this photo.
Yeah.
I don't know this in the photo. I'm changing my decision.
Yeah.
It's a pass. I'm sorry, Leroy.
He seems really sweet, but this image just is not helping him
at
all. Okay. On the opposite side of things, this is the best I've seen this girl look. Nicole.
Nicole, our firefighter from Staten Island, and we only understand about 35% of what she ever says on this show.
Oh, exciting.
And I love it. I love that sometimes we don't know what she's talking about. I love the fact that she basically can get any person she's ever wanted, and it is an absolute treat to watch it go down. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. And what a great photo of her. What an absolute great photo of her.
I like all of her earrings. I like her tattoos. I like how one is like a bunch and then one is just a singular one. She seems, again, I've seen a lot online, so I'm just kind of trying to put that out of my head. Yeah. She seems very sweet and nice in this image.
In this
image.
Again,
we're giving cute, nice, happy, which shocks me. I think I'm also just like so used to, what was it, Battle for a New Champion, where they're all like, everybody's so happy to be there, I guess. I don't really understand what's going on, but thrilled. I'd say I'd smash, but not super enthusiastically. She's cute, but nothing is like giving me a bunch of excitement here.
Now, everything's giving me the excitement in this photo.
I got you.
Love a sleeve tattoo on a woman. Just absolutely love a sleeve tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving the multiple earrings, as you said. There's a few at the bottom, the one up at the top, hot.
Yep.
The nose ring, not everybody can pull it off.
No.
But when you do pull it off, you got a cute nose ring and a facial structure for it. It's hot. The hair flowing and straight. Love it. It's a smash 100% for me. Now, I might not want to hear her talk during the smashing.
Yeah. You're smashing still.
I'm still smashing.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. I love it.
I've never really seen that tattoo in this much detail before. There's a whole person's face on it.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
They're holding an apple.
Shadow
it's Eve.
I think it's Eve, yeah. The hot. Shadowing on this tattoo is stellar.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Miss Nicole.
We're
moving on. Oh my God. I'm scared for the smashing. I'm scared to be smashed.
Rachel is terrifying. Speaking of what we were talking about before, we finally got our like stare down.
Oh my God.
Intimidation shot. It's hot though. I'm scared of her. I'd smash, but I don't think I could look her in the eyes while we do it.
I don't think you wouldn't have a choice in the matter. This is one of these people that you don't get to smash Rachel. Rachel tells you if you're going to be smashed by her.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to say, hey, we're smashing. No. She tells you we're smashing.
Yep.
And so I think for the very first time ever, this is a, I'm letting Rachel know that I would be interested in smashing. I'm leaving the ball in her court.
Okay.
Because
I see you.
I don't believe we get to say we smash Rachel. She chooses us.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
If anything, I feel like I should be sending her my photo for her to choose.
Constructive criticism here. The way she did her lips is like we used to do in the early 2000s where we'd put concealer over our lips. I wish that she had given me some sort of color there. It needs something.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of something.
Yeah.
But her eyes are piercing. She looks great. She's got some muscles on her too. I'm scared, but I am smashing.
I'm scared, and here's the thing. She is a workout queen. An absolute workout queen. She's a workhorse, a workout queen. She would never give up. Like, this is a this is a weekend long session.
Yeah. I'm into that.
Where you're being told we're going again, and then you're like, but I don't have the endurance, ma'am. And she's like, I don't give a shit. And she slaps you in the face. And you're like, okay. All right. Like, I need something. Like, give me a moment, please. Yep. You know?
Into it, though. Really into it.
So into it. Humiliate me at this point. Like, I'm here for it. I'm here for the story because of who she is, obviously. Again, just a hottie. Just an absolute hottie. Yeah.
It's outside information, but you're still smashing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Outside information. I apologize again for the outside information.
Anyways,
we are on to Ryan. Ryan, who he made it to the final of the island a long time ago and was last on All Stars 2. I feel like he got maybe midway through the season, like a little bit less than midway through All Stars 2. Here's the problem with Ryan. He's kind of forgettable, unfortunately.
Interesting.
He's kind of forgettable. Okay. I don't know how I feel about this photo. See this nose ring situation I was just talking about?
That's the bull. That's like the bull ring nose ring.
I don't love it.
Let's start at the top. Haircut is great.
Yes.
I think it looks really, really nice. I don't personally love when it like peaks perfectly like that, but it's clean. It's nice. I'm into it. We move down. He definitely has eyeliner on. I am not interested in that.
Okay.
We continue to move down. Bull ring. It's a no-go.
Okay.
Facial hair, I like a lot.
Okay.
The first necklace, I don't think I've hated jewelry as much as I hate this one right now. This is
interesting.
It's like not a choker and it's not a necklace. And then the second necklace, the longer one, I'm cool with. I like the little peak of the tattoo, although it does bother me that I can't see it, but then he'd be shirtless and that would defeat the purpose. So I can't, you know, get mad at that. I am very torn here.
I'll give you a second to collect your thoughts because I'm passing for basically almost all the reasons you said. We're so on the same page about her smashing and her passing here.
Yeah,
the eyeliner, you're right. I didn't notice it at first. I don't like it. It's not for me. Mm-hmm. Now, it might be for other people. What's the term you like to use?
It's intimidating. Don't yuck other people's yums.
There you go. I'm not going to yuck your yum if you find the eyeliner yummy. But it's a yuck for me. And yeah, his first necklace, it almost looks like it's like a holding a sword, but I know that's not what it is.
It's confusing and it makes me mad.
If it was just the second one by itself, I feel like would be not enough. And so he added the first one, but the first one was the wrong choice for me. And I don't usually like a tattoo right here on the upper chest. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the script of the writing. I'm passing.
I do think I'm going to pass. However, I will say very intimidating. Maybe I would smash. I think it's the way he's standing that's throwing me off. It's like his shoulders are too far back.
It's almost like he's trying to be like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, man?
It's crossed over like the intimidation and into like trying too hard. So I personally am going to have to bow out on this one. However, I do think I watched a season with him and I did like him.
Okay. Yeah, he's been on a few seasons and I just can never tell you anything about him. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I mean sometimes. And I understand, you know, not everybody's got these huge personalities and willing to do some crazy stuff. But usually all these other people, unless they're like way back in time, they have like memorable moments or something that sticks out, and he just doesn't.
Yeah.
So, sorry about it.
All right, we're moving on, Mix. This is another one that I was very unsure what your thoughts were going to be on this.
I hate when men... That's it. No, I hate when men that, like, have great bone structure, they look really good, and then they grow their fucking hair out, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to take care of it. You can see that hair has not been conditioned properly, even remotely, not even slightly. Just cut it. If he had...
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
If he had, like, just short hair, yeah. I'd be in. But honestly, I'm mad that he is not... His hair looks unkempt to the point where I'm out. Facial hair, 10.
I feel like he's got an incredible jawline that he's hiding from us.
I could see that, too.
You know what I mean?
He is, like, Viking status, but he's just doing it wrong.
If he was to do... like the shaved under of the longer hair.
You get me. Yes.
Yeah. Just like shave it like almost skin here mm-hmm. and have it kind of long, but like mm-hmm. that it was cut in the right length.
But even like if he had your hair like length at the top, that's what he needs.
I think so. If he really went like 5 o'clock shadow on the beard mm-hmm. and went my hair, basically if he looks more like me. Is what we're saying here for for another Steve. Sure. We all need to look alike. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Now, here's the thing that they're missing out that they're not showing us. Steve, don't know if still is, but last time we saw him, hand model.
Interesting. So, that would really change things up for me.
What them hands do.
Yeah.
What them hands do.
If hands were in here and they were hand model status, I think I would have looked past the hair. Truly,
little
I do.
Hand play action. Yeah.
Love a good hand play item.
Except when it was on Joe Millionaire. We hated the hand play. It was gross.
That one was gross.
So gross. Just bang already.
Let's keep going. Are you?
That's a pass for you. Is that what you're saying?
It is. It's a pass for me. If the hands were there, I think I would have smashed, but I don't know.
Because he's another Steve, I'm smashing for
name purposes.
Name
that's
purposes.
Fair. That's,
yep.
That's just here. That's information that we have.
To support another Steve, basically. Yes.
That's so great for you.
Yes.
Cyrus. He's so cute.
And is like, here again. Feel like he's dropped some LBs. What a smile.
It's so cute.
What a smile. Last see him on All-Stars 3. I believe he went out when he had to like jump over all those doors or whatever the hell they made them do. That absolutely insane thing that I feel like only one person on the face of the earth could do.
He reminds me of the genie from Aladdin, and I can't tell you any more information than that.
Yeah.
Like his energy matches the genie from Aladdin.
You're right. I get it 100%. It's there.
It's
the smile. It's how bright those teeth are.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I just spotted something.
Oh, let me see if I can see it. Let me see. Oh, is that a dangle cross? Is that a dangle cross?
I can't tell if it's a cross or not. Okay.
Stand by, everybody. I will now be going and doing research and finding the original images that MTV sent us that are super high quality. And I can
zoom
the fuck in on those.
I'm going to need you to give me a zoom on that bad boy.
I'm going. You know who's not on this that I just saw on the MTV press site? TJ's photo. I feel like I will have to send you the TJ photo.
I mean, I don't need to see it. Smash.
I don't need to see it. Smash. Okay. I'm downloading the Cyrus photo from the MTV press site. I'm blowing it up.
Because I also don't like the necklace. So if it's a cross dangle earring, I think I might have to go out.
Zooming in.
It's too much ick. But he's so cute.
It is still undetermined if that is a cross. I don't think it is. I think it is very close in the structure to what his necklace looks like.
Okay. I can see past it. If it's a cross, it's like a deep rooted problem.
But it doesn't look like it from what I can see. We don't currently have enough information to sway it the other way.
We have to go with the call on the field, which is it's not a crossed angle earring.
I want to spit on his head and then shine it.
Something I've never heard anyone say before and probably will never again.
Smash.
And that's what you come to the number one for. Takes
I'm
like
smashing.
That. Smashing as well. Smashing
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Oh.
Tina. Okay, let me just say, if you could factor in other things, Tina just berating you in the bed, probably hot.
You can tell that she's going to do that from the way that she is smirking, though.
Oh my God.
I'd argue that, like,
it's
this
in
is
the photo?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not outside information. We can agree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, I'd argue it's in the image. Look yeah. at the way that she's smirking and, like, the arm on the hip. Smash.
Here's the only thing I'm upset on this photo is they didn't give her the side profile so she could show them titties off.
You can still tell, though.
Yeah, but not as much as you would want
it's
to.
Hard.
If you were,
it's
yeah.
harder, but if you can dream it, you can do it. And they're there.
That one hoop earring too? Okay.
I love her lip gloss here. Her eye makeup looks great.
Good Lord. Got a little nail peak there. The hand
she
on the hip.
She looks great. I'm smashing. I'm smashing again.
Good Lord.
Oh. Tina! Are you kidding me?
Tony time, baby.
Who is this man?
He is Tony motherfucking Reigns.
I'm sorry. I'm full blown breaking the rules right now. I have to look at this man's Instagram. I'm smashing based off the photo. I'm sorry. I'm smashing. I need more information.
You're gonna see some kids. Tony motherfucking Reigns.
Hot dad. Okay.
It's not in the photo.
No, I saw a photo of him with his kids.
It's not in this photo.
Okay, but I already smashed. I moved past it. I don't even have words for this. I'm about to break more rules. All of the rats.
Oh. Well, you gotta wait till the end. How dare you? How dare you? We teased it the entire way. How dare you?
And his wife is cute.
Yes. Yes.
So good for her. Good for him. He is hot.
Yes. Now, here's the thing.
This
is not in this
my
photo.
Type on paper.
Tony liked to mix it up back in the day. Tony would get a few drinks in him, do things that you shouldn't be doing on this television program.
Hell yeah. I need to know the season.
Yelling at some women and stuff like that,
oh,
you know?
Ugh, boo. I thought it was hotter. Damn it.
But he also fucked on the show.
I mean, you know, obviously, look at this man.
He got
Holy
one of the girls that
shit.
He was
look
on a season
arm.
With pregnant, you know, just a whole bunch of things. So
look at his fucking arm.
Oh, Tony.
I didn't even get past the face. I just saw the arm. Oh, and he's got like the concave. Holy fuck.
And he's shaved it down for you, Mix. You gonna follow him on Instagram now?
I already did.
Airhorns everywhere.
That's why I said smash. I'm breaking the rules. I already went to his Instagram.
Oh shit. Okay, Tony Reigns.
He
oh
looks
my
like
God.
Chase, honestly.
The last time we saw him was Final Record in 2018. Such a long break.
Who cares?
This is how you do a break, everybody. This is how you take some time off. You have some kids. You come back in shape. It's Tony time. Wait. That's from Mama Flake. Wait. One of the best things on his show, on his original season.
What are you talking about right now? I'm sorry. I'm zoned out.
He was on a season called The Real World Skeletons, where the whole idea of it was they would bring people in the house that were like your skeletons, like the people from your past. And they like lived in the house with you for a little while. And so everybody was coming in to the house. And finally, they brought in one person for him. And then I believe, if memory serves me correct, they brought in like a second ex of his. And when the doorbell rang, he was trying to see who it was. And he just went, wait. That was like his bit. when he was like trying to figure out who it was, because he's like, oh, I dodged that bullet. And then they brought in the other girl at the same time. So he had two of them in the house at the same time. Poor Tony Raines. Oh, what an absolute champion.
He's probably just fine. Look at that.
Oh, he's
man.
Doing just fine. He's got a great little life there in wherever he's living now. Just living life. Destroying food. This man, you put him in an eating challenge.
Ugh.
Get it? Get it?
Yeah, and he can destroy me.
Yeah, he's going to destroy all of the food on the plate. Oh, scroll, Mix. Have you scrolled?
Absolutely not. I'm not scrolling. Look Scroll. At this man. Okay, are we moving might, past
might,
it, Tony?
You might enjoy the next one, too.
They put all the fucking... All my men are at the end, aren't they? Eh? Look at his chest. He must have a bigger chest than I do.
It's large. It is a large chesticle
region.
That man
would swallow me whole, and I like that.
Tyree, man, I've been looking. When's the last
this
time we saw
sculpture.
Tyree?
This is a sculpture. I cannot. These two.
Those two at the same time, man? Oh.
I would die.
You
I would
just. You would cease to be. Your heart
pass.
Wouldn't be able to take it.
It would be my time. The bell would ding.
And it would be a great time for you to go. The last season he was on was Rivals 2. It's been over 10 years since we saw Tyree, who was a formidable opponent on these shows.
This is Real how you World do an Denver. In-between beard. Sorry, I know you're talking about things. I'm some sucked
you're right.
into their faces.
This is just an absolute chef's kiss of a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Just, this looks like what would be on a movie poster for like one of those action movies that you don't like.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It absolutely does. Yeah. I'm drooling a little bit.
Yeah. He is a very handsome man.
Holy shit.
Whose arms would could lift you.
They'd suffocate me and I would love it.
You'd welcome it, as a matter of fact,
please.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Please take all of the air out of my airways, sir. Thank you so much.
Your feeling is shared by, I assume, a lot of ladies and probably some men watching this as well.
That is
obviously
a
this is
man.
A smash. Smash. Why would you not? What would you be thinking if this is not a smash? And if not, I have some questions for you.
Of course, it's a
smash.
I have
questions for you. We're moving on.
Veronica
is here. This is our last person. 13 Ooh. Challenges total. 3 Dubs Challenge 2000 Gauntlet. The Gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
In 4-0 was the other one. But since then, not a lot. And honestly, not great showings, unfortunately, in those.
I remember her on Ride or Dies. It was bad.
It was bad. It wasn't great. And for smashing or passing purposes, not for the show, because she's kind of teamed up with the original three, which is going to be fantastic to see them work together again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this photo. I don't know. This hand on the hip.
I'm going back to Leroy. The shadow is weird on her face. I don't understand. And the thing that doesn't make sense to me about this is Tina had all of her hair to that side. So clearly they moved the light for her because it was nice and cleanly lit. I'm getting a weird shadow on her again.
Yeah, this is like one of the two photos that is missing so far. Like we didn't help.
Yeah.
It's a great step up. I can only imagine how terrible this photo would have been if we didn't say anything last year.
I agree, but I'm not going to just let things slide, you know?
I'm gonna
make comments on it. She looks good. She's giving hella back art. She's like, you know?
It's almost like she's trying too hard. Remember I was saying the hand on the hip? If you can't pull it off, it looks like a poser. This is kind of straddling the poser thing there.
I'm seeing that. I also don't love how thin her eyebrows are.
Oh, okay. I see
I
that.
Wish she
I
had
that.
Some more eyebrow. Her eyes look great. Her makeup, again, looks really good. I would say everybody's makeup looks good. They clearly did a really good job retouching these. I just, the back bend and the arm placement and the shadow, I'm out. I'm sorry. It's a pass.
again, if I'm factoring in anything else, that the fact that I would be able to smash Veronica, a top 10 challenge hottie of all time, mm-hmm. would obviously make me smash it, because you get to say you smash Veronica. Yep. I can't factor that in.
You can't.
And the longer I look in this photo, the more I realize I might be doing all the work here. I might be doing all of the work.
Okay.
You know? And I don't know if she's going to have a good time. Nothing about this photo.
She seems like she's going to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just going to be like, are we done? And I'm like, huh? What are we? No, we're not. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be into it. So I can't believe I'm saying I'm passing Veronica.
You know, it's the photo. Sometimes
the titties are tittying.
The titties are tittying. And again, her face looks great. I think it's the photo. The photo, she went out on the photo. You know, it just wasn't it.
It's just not it. Unfortunate.
We smash or pass the whole cast, Steven.
Woo! We did it. Oh, on this other. Oh, hold on. I'm sending this to you, Mix.
Okay.
I know that we said we're gonna do it. We're smash. Going.
I don't even need to open it. I know it's Mr. TJ. Scroll and all I know the he bottom. Looks
it's
great.
Mr. TJ, look at the fit. Look at Mr. TJ's fucking shirt. This might be an all-time Mr. TJ, BMX legend, Hall of Fame guy who sometimes handles photo.
Shit, he might be in contender for some rats here.
Woo!
He looks so cute and happy and sweet and just would, like, just be the best. I love him.
Oh, God.
That shirt is great. I also love the, like, mid-hand rub. You know?
That's his move. I know. If I go back and pull other photos of Mr. TJ and cast photos, I think this is always the move. Like, he knows
again that the shadow on the face needs to be adjusted, my guy.
Just
Ryan.
Just a bit. Yeah, we need a light on this side, a soft light on this side a bit to help. But the shirt and like just the littlest peak of chest hair from Mr. TJ? Ah.
My guy.
God. Fantastic, Mr. TJ.
Wait, Steven, okay. I just scrolled down to the like poster, and Leroy looks great in that. I'm not going to go backwards, but Leroy looks fantastic in that photo.
So they clearly took more photos. Also, I had a feeling watching this entire thing, looking at all these photos, that these images for the shirts looked mm-hmm. a little photoshoppied. Like the actual challenge logo on the shirts.
Yeah, I could see that.
Was giving me like a website where you could just throw an image on mm-hmm. type thing. And if we look at the photos for the like that cast thing, they're gold. Like the stuff is gold. So clearly they allowed them to do multiple poses.
Yep.
In the photo shoot. And you're right. Leroy's looks incredible.
He looks
better.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, Carmaria looks somehow hotter.
I know. I don't understand how that is the case. Tony is
and look
so
at,
hot.
Look at Avery. Look at Avery. They allowed like the top part of that belly button.
Uh-huh.
Fucking hell. Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, you know what time it is, Steven.
Okay, is it rat time?
Hello? Oh, the rats are calling.
Hey!
Let's get totally radical.
Hey! Okay.
I have no contest. Tony Raines, holy shit. I can't believe that I'm so serious, guys. This is clearly the first time I'm seeing this man.
That's crazy.
I don't even know if I could put... I'll give him 12 rats.
12 rats? That seems low, honestly.
Well, I don't know who he is. You know, when we were playing Totally Radical, you had a little bit of personality to play with. I know nothing about this man.
Okay.
So to objectify him to a certain point, I will be giving him 12 rats. And he is my rat king.
Now, is 12 like the peak? Or like what would you say?
I mean, I would give infinite rats to Chase and no one would be close to that. And I will state for the record, Chase kind of looks a little bit like this guy. But
concur.
Thank you. I would say that for like people I don't know their personalities for,
yeah,
12 to 15. I'll give them 15 rats. 15 rats is my top
15 rats
for
okay.
just judging off of images alone.
Okay.
15 rats. Rat King, Tony.
Rat Queen is obviously Avery. Obviously.
Yes.
Now, I'm trying to factor in the other people I've given lots of rats for on Totally Radical.
Yes, that does. And it Dua does affect Lipa your quotient.
And Taylor Swift were at infinite rats.
And minus one infinite rats, yeah.
And minus one.
And you gave Sydney Sweeney 100 rats.
100 rats. I also gave Annie from Joe Millionaire 100 rats.
You did do that. Where are we landing?
I feel like I gave Amy Adams about 50-ish rats.
You did.
So I'm going to say Avery is 79 rats.
Okay, 79 rats to the Rat Queen. I love it.
79 rats.
Beautiful.
But honestly, if we were doing the game again, I feel like maybe she'd be in the hunt. She'd be right close to 100. I'm changing it. 98 rats.
You would give her the same amount of rats as Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
And Annie.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty close. Well, not the same.
98 rats.
Two rats left. Less.
Two rats less. You are correct. Yes. Not the same. Yeah. Rat Queen Avery.
Whew.
A beautiful, beautiful time. Well, that was a blast.
That was a blast.
We love a good Smasher Pass.
Oh, we do, don't we?
We really do.
What a good time we had here, everybody. we're letting you know officially that there will not be a regular recap of All Stars 4. I know you've been asking for it. We have chosen for our own mental well-being that we cannot potentially do that.
Mm-hmm.
We are workshopping potential
other things
related to All Stars 4.
Yes.
That we have to workshop some logistics to.
Mm-hmm.
But there will not be a normal version of the podcast for that. We'll continue with our fun new versions of podcasts. There might be an update in there somewhere. But as of right now, there will not be the normal, as you know it, recaps of All Stars 4.
Correct. I would also suggest, if you are in need of a little bit of recap love, Red Is Not a Flavor on YouTube is absolutely killing it with his recaps and reviews. They are hilarious. They are so much fun. You have to go over and watch it. If you need a little recap in your life,
we highly suggest that. We're going to do the cool YouTuber thing and say we'll link him in the description.
That's cool of us.
Oh, I got to say that.
You did.
Oh my God, we made it.
We love Red. Red loves us. God love him. He's been putting us in his episodes, which we've loved nothing more than that. So I will suggest everybody, if you need a little bit of that recap love, Red has got you.
Smash.
And it is just as funny and sometimes funnier than what we can put together.
Yes.
And honestly, the lift that is created to make these
an icon.
Is like, I don't know how, honestly, somebody does that. Mm-hmm. It is an unbelievable lift in terms of creativity, in terms of production value to make something like that.
Yes.
It's really something to be seen. And I get jacked up every time I see there's a new thing ready for that. So, yeah, definitely go check out The King. King doesn't miss. The King doesn't miss.
He doesn't. So.
That will do it, boys and girls. Thank you for joining us on Smasher Pass. And we made it through this entire episode without talking about how glorious our girl Mixie's new hair style is.
Oh,
look at that. Look at that.
She's a free bird. She cut it all off.
She cut it. She got a collar. Oh, what a queen.
A new woman over here. And we can discuss that on our next episode.
Exactly where I was leading for. So if you're only been listening to these, you need to head over and start listening to the non-challenge versions of the podcast and just listen to us be amazing all the time.
We have so much fun, guys. I really, truly would love to hear your guys' thoughts on these new episodes.
It's fantastic. We're having so much fun. So enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your first week of the Challenge All-Stars 4. And we will see you when we see you. Okay, we love you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.